Hey, what's up, everybody? Alex Rogers from ProteinFactory.com. And every year, well, this is only the second time I'm doing it, but I try to give my State of the Supplement Industry Union address, per se. Kind of like the State of the Union address, but the State of the Supplement Industry, and really a recap of 2019 and hopefully what's going to happen in 2020. But to start, yeah, let's start what happened here in 2019. You know, we started off the year with essentially a new product. We came out with Zynamite, which was pretty cool. Zynamite was, and nobody else sells it right now but us. I think it's finally coming to market. But Zynamite was the first pre-workout that uses the extract. I believe it's from the mango, and it's sold in pills. It's only available in Europe right now, but I'm selling it. So that was pretty cool. We came out with that right at the beginning of the year. That was in, I believe that was in February, early February. And then I wrote a very cool article about the cortisol train. And I mentioned this to a customer the other day about being on the cortisol train. And if you haven't read that article, it was back in February. So make sure you read it. I wrote a cool graphic. And essentially, the cortisol train is when you dose yourself with caffeine or pre-workouts that contain caffeine throughout the day. So all along throughout the day, you're dosing yourself with elevated cortisol levels. And cortisol is a very powerful catabolic hormone that reduces muscle mass and increases body fat. So you really want to assess your diet and your supplementation and ask yourself, are you on the cortisol train? And if you're on the cortisol train, obviously you want to get off. You want to be on the other train going in the other direction, which is the anabolic train. And the anabolic train is getting off cortisol and caffeine and using products that are anabolic, you know, whether they're good food, protein powders, lifting weights, growth hormone supplements, creatine, those things that will get you on the anabolic train. Okay, and then right after that, I talked about how you really want to use, that how you really want to avoid using mouthwash with Tectonic Red. Okay, and that's important. So for those of you that are using Tectonic Red or thinking about using Tectonic Red for pre-workout, you can't use mouthwash with it because it kills the good bacteria that absorb nitrates. And believe it or not, nitrates is absorbed through the mouth. So you want to avoid that. And in that same article, I talked about L-norvaline that a lot of supplement companies are selling, that you definitely don't want to use it. L-norvaline has some bad side effects, and yeah, stay away from L-norvaline. And stay in September. September seems a pretty busy month for us. There was a white paper that I put out on LJ100, which was real cool. So LJ100 is a testosterone supplement, but just remember, testosterone supplements, they don't work like steroids, okay? They will give you a boost in testosterone, but they won't sustain your testosterone long enough to create an anabolic response. But you will have libido effect. You could use it for pre-workout, and nothing beats the LJ100. It's a single ingredient, or the LJ450. So it's a single ingredient. Take it pre-workout. Take it before you want to have sex, whatever. And yeah, you'll feel something from it. And then I talked about mixing pomegranate juice with hydrolyzed proteins. Awesome to do. So pomegranates have some anti-catabolic effects, anti-estrogen effects. So nothing better than mixing Pepto-Pro with pomegranate juice, okay? Heading into March, I brought in a new Native Whey protein, which is pretty cool, the Native Whey protein concentrate, okay? So that was really, I don't know any other companies that sell a Native Whey protein concentrate straight up, but it's a phenomenal product. I mean, if you're going to use a whey protein concentrate, you might as well get the Native Whey. There's really no point, unless you can't afford it, there's really no point of using a whey protein from cheese when you want to use a whey protein from milk. And I'm writing an article about that right now. But anyway, in September, we came out with the Native Whey concentrate, and it's a phenomenal product. I don't think I've had one person say anything bad about it. It's just a great product. We sell it on the site. I sell it in 5 pounds and 10 pounds. So that's really how whey protein should be consumed. They're coming directly from milk, not cheese, okay? And then after that, I talked about the Hydrolyzed 520. We had some new research on that. So if you want to read about Hydralyze 520, you can. And then, oh, then we in March came out with the Muscle Up protein bars, which I still think are really good. We sell them on the site. They have sweet potato powder. Okay. Great, great protein bars. Then heading into April 420. Okay. I talked about growth hormone and how I went over all the supplements related to growth hormone and came to the conclusion that same thing with testosterone supplements. You can't take a growth hormone supplement and expect growth hormone drug-like results, okay? It doesn't happen. But there are plenty of studies out there that showing these products can raise growth hormone, especially if taken during the right times. Take it when you're fasted. Take it right after you work out or before you work out. You can combine several growth hormone supplements to see results with. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with experimenting with it, okay? Let's see, then starting into the summer, we had an interview with Dr. Muscle. That's a great app. That's a great app to use. It's just go on my site, just Google or search on my site, best bodybuilding app. And yeah, you'll find a great app by a customer of mine. His name is Dr. As You Know, and he has a great bodybuilding app. And then SARMs. You know, SARMs was a huge topic in 2019, and I think it's going to be a huge topic in 2020 as well. You know, 2019 was, it seems, a lot of SARMs are being sold. And the conclusion with SARMs is that with the internet, there's so much bullshit out there. So much bullshit out there. All these guys saying, this SARM's for cutting, this SARM's for bulking, stack these SARMs, these amount of SARMs to use, SARMs don't convert to estrogen, blah, blah, blah. It's all bullshit. I mean, I can't stress that enough. All this information about SARMs that everybody's trying to spew, that they're experts on, what's the best SARM for bulking, for stacking, Ostrin, whatever. It's all bullshit because they don't have any information on anything. And all the studies, they're so poor and all the information is coming from guinea pigs, guys on message boards saying they use this and they got good results, whatever. Here's my thoughts on SARMs if you're going to use them. Use the ones that seem to be the safest and that are still being used, okay? Ostrin is not being used anymore. It was discontinued by the pharmaceutical company that was using it, okay? They discontinued it. So what's still being used? Well, Ligandrol is still being used. RAD-140 is still being used. They're in the stages of development with these pharmaceutical companies. So at least people that are using them, hopefully they aren't dying. I guess we're still waiting for the data on those. But be cautious when using SARMs. And the other thing is that, you know, in early 2019, nobody was really testing SARMs third party except for Proven Peptides. I mean, that's what made those guys stood out. But now everybody is using third party lab analysis. So I honestly don't even know what to believe anymore. I really don't. And they're all using the same freaking lab in North Carolina. Starts with a C. I forget the name of it. But that's even suspect. Like I don't know. I have a bad feeling about why is everybody using the same freaking lab? That doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, everybody's using the same damn lab, okay? So just so you know, when you're using SARMs, you're using a drug. These are not supplements. You have to be very careful. Nobody knows what they're talking about. Nobody knows the side effects. Nobody knows, like, if this is creating some sort of weird cancer in your body. Nobody can say they're safe, okay? Very, very experimental. So heading into 2020, like a month ago, a new senator introduced a bill to make SARMs in the same legal classification as steroids. So I'm going to say there's a very, very, very good chance that SARMs, if you possess them, it'll be a felony. If you buy them and sell them, you probably will go to jail. So if you like SARMs, I think you work for you. If you think they're working for you, you probably want to start stocking up because, I just think that they're going to go the way of the dodo, okay? So moving forward from SARMs, we came out with kind of late in the year, we came out with Lean Pro Peptides and the Growth product that I sell. Okay, so two new protein powders were introduced as well. The Lean Pro Peptides is for cutting, obviously, it'll suppress the appetite. And the other product, you combine it, it spikes your insulin, so you want to combine it with creatine and other products that'll help you absorb more. Okay, so two new protein powders we introduced. And then in the summer, I also talked about collagen peptides and the hydrolyzed collagen. I would call it the hydrolyzed collagen resurrection, because this stuff is just, it's so cheap, and they're selling it for such a high price. There's such a high profit margin. The supplement company essentially resurrected this product, okay? And it's garbage, okay? Don't even think about using it for sports nutrition or for muscle building, okay? It's an incomplete protein, which nobody wants to talk about except for me, okay? It's an incomplete protein. The body cannot use the product to increase muscle protein synthesis. It'll actually work in the opposite direction, okay? So if you want to use it for skin and joints, whatever, go ahead. I don't care. I'm not into skin and joints, all right? I'm into muscle building. Do not take it for muscle building, okay? Bottom line, it's just garbage product, all right? So don't use it. What else? Moving forward, I talked a little bit about follistatin and how the company that sells the world's only naturally occurring follistatin product, Myos Rens, came out with a new product called Yoked. So if you want to try a product to reduce follistatin, be my guest. It's a legitimate product. It's a legitimate product. But will you look like that big, huge bull, you know, that they reduced his myostatin somehow, I guess, synthetic. I don't know whether they did it genetically or whatever. But no, you're not going to look like that, okay? What this product is, I believe it's anti-catabolic. So it'll preserve muscle mass. But are you going to see gains from it? I don't think so. I took a shitload of it. I invented the damn stuff, okay? I was taking it in huge amounts. And by the way, I know why it doesn't work, okay? And I said I was going to work on it in 2019. Didn't get to it in 2019. Hopefully in 2020. All right? Let's see, moving over to the end of the year, I talked a little bit about how I found some spiked protein in Aldi, so you got to still be careful about spiked protein, okay? It's still out there, it's still being sold, and I thought it would be the end of it, but it's not, okay? And that's pretty much it. And then as far as, that was revolved around Protein Factory, okay? The things that were happening with Protein Factory, and so, yeah, what's happening, you know, in the bodybuilding world, in the supplement world per se, besides at Protein Factory, because maybe, just maybe, another supplement company or another company is creating a new product that nobody else has, like I try to do here. But are they? No. Unfortunately, the supplement industry has yet to come out with anything new in 2019. 2019 was, again, just a bunch of bullshit products that companies say they're new, but they're not. Essentially, the only thing new that came out was just supplement companies selling protein powder that has some sort of goofy flavor, like Captain Crunch or gummy bears, or, you know, pre-workouts flavored with gummy bear flavored, or Sour Patch Kids, or just bullshit. Just stupid stuff. I went over to the bodybuilding.com awards just now and looked at, you know, the new products that, you know, brand favorites and any new products that came out. Nothing new. It's just garbage, you know, the protein powders of the year. Nothing new. They didn't come out with anything new. The only thing new they came out was just new flavoring. You know, not necessarily a new protein powder, but a new flavoring. So, again, the supplement industry is still filled with people that are just marketing experts. You know, they're not creating anything new. They're not inventing anything new. They're just coming out with products that are packaged in different packaging. You know, it's funny because it's like, the same guy could own three or four different supplement companies, you know, and he just tries to do whatever, you know. The product of the year was some stupid amino acid product. I mean, give me a break, you know, with an amino acid product. I mean, a new product that's amino acids. Amino acids have been around since the 1980s. I mean, what a joke, okay? So if you're going to see anything new come out in 2020, it's going to be from Protein Factory. So I do have some products that I'm working on. One, the most anticipated one, obviously, is the bovine serum and hemoglobin proteins, okay, blood proteins. Now, I know where to get them. I know where they're being made. However, and I said this once, I'll say it again to everybody, it's based on the government. My hands are tied right now. I don't have a choice. It's sitting on some guy's desk who, obviously, he was on vacation probably from Christmas to, maybe he's back to work, I don't know. But he, or whoever, has the green light. He's got the power to say, yes, Protein Factory, you are allowed to import this product, or no, Protein Factory, you are not allowed to import this product. And that's it. And if he says no, it's no. There's nothing I can do to it. Because if I do sneak it into the country, I can get into serious trouble. Serious trouble. I can be fined thousands of dollars. We're talking five-figure fines, you know, possibly six. So I just can't do that. What else am I working on? I have a few other things. I have a few other little things that I'm working on. Nothing crazy. I mean, my one big project in 2019, it's still on the table. But I do have some little things. The new inventions per se would be the blood protein and the other product that I'm working on in 2019. But as far as anything else new, nothing new right now. Just those three, and that's a lot. So I have three things on my desk right now that I'd love to get in for 2020. So do I see anything new being invented by anybody else but me? No, I don't. Oh my God, I almost forgot. I do have, and I'm trying to import it right now. I'm working on it right now. Liquid egg protein. Okay? Liquid egg protein that has double the amount of protein that liquid egg protein has right now. Okay? So right now you could go out and buy liquid egg white protein, and that will have 30 grams of protein in approximately 300 milliliters. Okay? This that I am importing has 60 grams of protein in 300 milliliters, and pretty much for the same cost. So that's going to be fucking awesome. Sorry for the language, I get excited. That's going to be really, really awesome, okay? So I have like, and it should be here by the end of January, I have like 60 units coming in just to, I test customs first, okay? So I have 60 units coming in of flavored egg white, liquid egg white. I call it super, I guess we'll call it super liquid egg white. I mean, 60 grams of protein compared to 30 that the people in the U.S. are making. So how cool is that? Okay. And I won't be giving that away, but I'll make it available, but there's I only have 60. It'll be gone in literally, you know, a minute if I put it on the site and I send an email out. Okay. So be heads up on that. I'll send an email out and I'll give people a chance to buy that, okay? So 2020 should be another great year. Another great year for Protein Factory. I don't think it'll be a great year for any of the supplement industry, and it's definitely not going to be a great year for SARMs. So if you want the best supplements, the best protein powder, you want the best information, the most honest information, you don't want to be sold gummy bear flavored pre-workouts, Protein Factory is a place to go. And for all the customers that's been buying from me throughout the years, this will be my 21st year in business. I started this business a long time ago. So I just want to thank all my customers. I have customers that have been with me since I've opened, okay? Since I've opened, which is incredible. And I can't thank you guys enough. And it helps me. I mean, obviously, the business helps me bring new products. It does. Bottom line, I mean, if I don't sell protein powders, I don't have the funds to pay, you know, the FDA, the fees to import the bovine. I don't have the fees to pay for the samples, for the shipping that the product cost me to bring in here. You know, I your sales directly result in the creation of new products, without a doubt. And that's why I've been in business for 20 years. I survived a lot, survived the FDA trying to put me out of business, survived the end of customization. So for all you out there listening right now that have been my customer and hopefully the future customers, thank you again. I'm going to keep rocking out in 2020, and hopefully the plasma proteins will come in and this egg white protein will be coming in. I just love the business that I'm in. I don't like the people that are in the supplement body business, but for me, I stick to myself and I don't worry about anybody else but myself and to create great products, okay? So again, thanks to all my customers, and I look forward, again, you can always talk to me. I'm always, 9 out of 10 times I'm available Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. text me, New Jersey time, 732-901-9600. I take pride in answering my text messages and helping people out. So always, never hesitate to text me about questions. All right. All right, everybody. Until the next podcast.